best.
For those of us who insist on the best.
I'm getting jealous of the lovers on TV. It feels like a lifetime, but it's barely been a week. I'm staying up too late when I should be asleep. I need to feel each single moment, cause it feels like a dream. Wake on the hours of restless.
PCP. My name's Pete Kogel. It's PCP 834, recorded for Friday the 8th of March 2024. Hope you're all well. You're enjoying the first track we had played. That was by Human Interest. They're a band. They're going to be coming to Brighton to play soon. I may get to see them. I don't know. I haven't figured that one out yet. It's a festival of a few bands, and it's always possible I could do that. That was a track called Mixing Paint, and it comes from their album Empathy Lives in Outer Space, which I suspect is probably one of the first places you would get empathy these days. I don't know. I may be wrong. I've been to quite a few gigs this week, in the last few days, actually, rather, and it's been very interesting. I have seen this band again live. This is now the third time I've seen them. They're called Car Machine. This is a track called Bageshri.
best from a time when rock music mattered. Championed by
Pete Cogle,
a fat bald bloke in a comfortable pullover.
Is out there. That was Pale Strangers with a track called Deep Waters. That's a new single of theirs, sent to me by the folks at Puffy Fresh Press. I'm not sure where they're from, actually. Are they from Manchester? Possibly from Manchester. I don't know, but thoroughly enjoyed that particular track. Before that, from London, we had Car Machine with Bageshri from their eponymous debut album, Car Machine. As I said, that's the third time I've seen them live, and they just are. I'm getting to love them more and more. They do rock out quite a lot. I think they could probably do it with slightly more material. I suspect they're spending so much time touring the first album. They are not spending enough time to sort of record some new stuff. But it'll be really good to hear some new stuff, and I'm looking forward to when that happens. I'll be seeing them again later in the year. I know that for a fact. But it's always, they're always going to pop up. It's like some of these bands that you sort of see that do pop up quite a lot, especially if I go to the same promoter's gigs, which I do quite a lot of myself. Yes. Anyway. Retrospective time. Back to 2011 in a minute with a track by Mirkur. This is a track called Puzzle Box by Eaters.
transforming from that form. I grew my strength, and with that strength I carried on. I grew my limbs so I could crush, build a mind no one could trust. Seize a soul that I control, and made a path that I patrol. A brain that's able to inflict a pain to gain the workmanship. With gilded eyes I see through lies, and neurons working to despise. The heart that pumps inside of me, the core of my anatomy, is tainted black and cuts no slack. It takes me where I wanna be. My labyrinth of arteries are reinforced to hold their course, and deep inside my cautious thought the darkness falls and starts to rot. My veins are chains that flow through me. My laser bone technology's no longer just a fantasy. As real as day and plain to see, I fear no man, only myself. I see myself in days to come, the one, the true identity, the one to tear humanity. A gifted curse is what I bear. Excuse me if I seem to stare, but I love your golden flowing locks. They'd look nice inside my puzzle box.
Attack, reflected extra time, then maybe 1 second flat. Pausing in my puzzlement, the cause of this whole utterance is utterly confounding. Resounding shouts, my senses left my flesh, temple pounding. Methinks resisting logic's pistons I'm assisting, but it's facts that hold me back. What the fuck is that? I scratch my overswelling belly, ready, really. People staring at me, they don't truly see me steady. I'm vibrating, twitching, twisting, tearing at my eyes in case I missed it, lost it. It can't be real, I insisted. Practically oddity, actually. Gradually prodded it tactfully. Staring at the sun that really causes harm, I told myself emphatically. I can feel the reality dripping out my ears. It falls into the floor, forming interlocking gears. Liquid machinery, electronic machinery. Graphics so damn good, I catch myself admiring these dimensions. Greenery, you see me staring at my navel, contemplating, eradicating MCs invading stationary nations. Stagnant, transformed to amazing. What the hell am I saying? Color me confused, my vision's double glazing at this moment in time. Everything's fucking phasing me. Classical music composed by automations, robot riders blowing through this for human amusement. Chrome-plated devastation, defeat reality, give me please. I can't filter these fractional actions, my eyes bleed.
It's got sparkle, it's got life, it's got a whole lot going for it.
Excellent. That was Myrkur, M-Y-R-K-U-R, with a track called Transmission. Comes from Cut Records originally, Cut Records Volume 1, Cut Volume 1 rather. That's from 2011. That's when I played that first. Quite a long time ago now, amazingly. And then before that we heard Eaters, with a track called Puzzle Box from their album Bite Marks. I do like Black Lantern music, which put that sort of stuff out. Really, really good. Scottish rap. Not the sort of obvious words you put together, but yeah, it was a long time ago, and very interesting stuff they were putting out indeed. Right, this is the debut single of an artist or band called Strawflower, and it's called Haunting of the Hollywood Hills.
Sometimes test.
A taste to remember, a name to forget.
Nothing will. Whoever wrote that ought to be given a hot knife, preferably across the lower part of the throat. Dreadful. Nothing will. Whoever wrote that ought to be given a hot knife, preferably across the lower part of the throat. Dreadful.
Was Mainstream. I suspect they probably woke you up a little bit, certainly woke me up. That was a track called Hot Knife. That is from an album called Fuck the Borders Volume 10 on Suck Puck Records. I played some stuff from there before, that's rather good. And then before that we had Strawflower with their debut single, Haunting of the Hollywood Hills, which I picked up at Muso Soup. Rather enjoyed that, I hope you did too. Back to live time now. Another band I've seen live, main band this time, they were Sababa 5 from Israel. This is the title track of their new album, it's called Aspen.
Thank you.
Some people will simply do anything to become a millionaire. But why bother when you could just play
PC Podcast?
Rush, that's the title of the track, by Med Dread and Dub Caravan. I believe that's a single. I picked that up from Explorations in Dub. Excellent stuff. I rather enjoyed that. And then before that, we heard Sababa 5 from Israel, as I said, playing the title track of the album Aspen. Very varied stuff. Really, really wildly varied stuff. Middle Eastern vibe, but it could have been Turkish, it could have been Israeli, it could have been Arabic, it could have been all sorts. It was a really, really lovely sound. And if you go and pick them up on Spotify or other sort of streaming services, you can listen to quite a few stuff they've done with the Japanese lady as well. So really, really good. Global Grooves, I believe they call that sort of music. And I've seen quite a few Global Grooves bands over the last sort of year or so. And I'm really, really enjoying it. Absolutely fantastic. Now, here's a band that I saw, I wanted to say, last November. I think they're probably going to be back again somewhere else in the UK. But this is a title track, oh, not a title track, a track, the last track actually, of their current album, their first album. The album's called This Could Be Texas. The track is called Albert Road. And they are, of course, English Teacher.
Dry stone wall, Steve's late son used to play in the fall. Primary colors on the way to the public house to break up a fight between a mistress and a mother and a lover and his spouse. But don't take their prejudice to heart. They hate everyone. The world around them never showed how loving can be fun. And that's why they are how they are. And that's why they don't get very far. That's why they are how they are. And that's why they don't get very far. Chips, gravy, cheese on your knees, watching the sun settle down. When we were younger, we would complain, go find something to do, mom said. There was no. But now I don't see those cobbles and curbs, I don't hear the blues anymore. I've got a war of roses for it, I understand. Can be fun. That's why.
Pete Kogel.
Looks like we've overdone it with a sherry.
Another debut single there, this time from Bonnet Head. I picked also up from Musical Soup. That was a track called Nighttime. Rather enjoyed that. Very good. And then before that, the last track on the first album by English Teacher. The album's called This Could Be Texas. Although I suspect it was probably recorded in Leeds. And the track was called Albert Road. Excellent stuff. Find that at Bandcamp. Really good. I do love those guys. They're really good. I really enjoy what they do. Right, I played a track, I think it was a rework, a sort of reggae version or a rework version of Egyptian reggae from Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers a few weeks ago, actually. But I found another one. This is really good. This is Egyptian Jungle from the album Dubs on Acid, Volume 2. It's a various artist's album on Keeping Track Records, but this track is particularly by Sub Foundation and Deuteronomy. That's a great title, isn't it? Enjoy.
Fire, 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 fire
Transmitted by wireless, delivered to your room with the day's program.
PC Podcast.
Thank you.
was by Scott Nice, and the track was called Didgeridoo Me. Single just came out on Jumpsuit Records, which I rather enjoyed. And then before that we heard Sub Foundation and Deuteronomy, with their track Egyptian Jungle, from the album, Dubs on Acid Volume 2. Yeah, I should be playing some more from them, I think, sometime, or more of the artists that have contributed to that album. There's two albums, Dubs on Acid Volume 1 and Volume 2. Rather good. Keeping track records. You find that on Bandcamp. Definitely worth checking out. Right, I mentioned last week I played a young lady I'd heard via Fateya magazine, and the Fateya Showcase Spring Sessions album, which is subtitled Skin. And I was looking through that and I thought I'd play something else. This is quite an old song. It's an old traditional song. I first remember hearing something, this particular song, I think sung by Steel Eye Span, probably sometime in the mid-70s, mid to early 70s. So let's have a rework of this. This is Witchbury, and a track called Geordie. Song that's spoken to me, not obviously, because the fact it's called Geordie, and if you know where I come from in the UK, you know that that area based around the town of Newcastle, and we all refer to as Geordies. But it's quite a sad song, as you can tell, and it's quite a traditional song, and as I said, I've probably heard that a long time ago, by Steel Eye Span. But anyway, that was Witchbury, Geordie, and it's from the Fatia Showcase Sessions Spring album, and I should be looking forward to when their Selma album comes out, because that'll obviously be good to listen to as well. And I suspect once the summer album's out, the spring album's gone, and we move on. Indeed, we do move on. I've got one last track by a duo I saw live. They were support last week, and I rather enjoyed them. This is the title track of their EP, Believe What You Believe. She is from the Netherlands. He is from UK. They're called Zoe Leif, Z-O-Z-O-L-I-E-F. And I thought it was rather marvellous, and I hope you'll enjoy it too. I'm going to give myself a week off next week. I'm not going to have a show. I've got a psychedelic mix in the can somewhere, and I shall probably release that available on the website. But you'll have to look for it. And I shall be back here in 2 weeks' time. So, hopefully you will be looking forward to that, and hopefully you'll enjoy this last track. Zoe Leif, Believe What You Believe. See you soon, folks.
Woke up in a sweat. I didn't want to go and leave my bed. I didn't want to get up yet. Reached out, called some friends. They didn't want to know. Left me for dead. They didn't want to get help back.
Visiting the loo on Boxing Day morning.